Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me as usual on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday that you saw last week. See, get it? See you next Tuesday. It's arrived. Anyway, that's convoluted. It's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. How's it going?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you faring today?
I'm doing so good. My family's all in town to go see Reed Umstead at The Voice, and he's doing really well. Go vote for him tomorrow, Wednesday night. Do it. He needs you. He's Team Adam. He's hot.
Yeah, not only that, but like Reed is Team Watch What Crappens. He was helping to sell our merch at our San Francisco show, okay? This guy on The Voice is a Crappens. He's in like the Crappens inner circle. So we have to mobilize the Crappens army to support him and his singing endeavors as he sings his way to the top of The Voice. So everyone go do
that. Yeah, because if he wins, maybe Adam Levine can come on watch. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? So, he'd be like,
But like Reed, we asked one question. He's like, what? You want me to come on to watch what Crappens and explain my journey on The Voice? No, could you get Adam Levine to do it?
You're nice to Kelly Clarkson, right? Yeah, you know I love her.
Now, if Kelly Clarkson wanted to come on Watch What Crappens, I mean, we would just devote like an entire week to her. You know, it'd be like when like Bono sits in at the orchestra like the band with like Letterman for a week or something. That's what we want with Kelly Clarkson. A residency here.
You guys are so cute.
You know what's cute? Ticket sales. Because we might do another show in Philly and Atlanta, because those shows are basically they're basically sold out, but we looks like we're gonna be able to open up a few more tickets, so just keep an eye out on those. But there is a possibility we could do a second show in both of those cities, Philadelphia and Atlanta, but we want to make sure people will actually want to come. So if you're interested, if you didn't get to go, or if you want to go to a second show, please give us some sort of feedback. If you join our Facebook group, Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It, it's all about live stuff that we do. So give us some feedback there so we'll know whether or not we should pursue second shows in those cities. It'd be super helpful to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have nothing to add to that because
I stopped abruptly.
I just keep wanting to jump into Vanderpump Rules. So tell me when we're ready.
Well, I don't think we have anything else really to promote at the moment.
Oh, thank God. Vanderpump Rules. Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, happy birthday to our good friend.
Our good friend, Sharon
What
Stone.
Is wrong with me? Our good friend, Annabelle DeSisto. We love you, girl. Also, we're extreme Adderall and compliments. Go listen if you don't. Also, fuck you, because she got an interview with Ramona Singer today, so I can't wait to hear how that went.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Also, big, big birthday shout-out to Victoria Beckham, who's also sharing a birthday today.
Okay, so that said, everybody, thank you so much to Vanderpump Rules for everything you gave us last night.
Yeah,
I feel like Vanderpump Rules was like, Ronnie, Ben, here's every impersonation you've ever done of Kristen in one episode. And as a matter of fact, in what just one clip, blowing around is that air thing outside of a, you know, gas station or whatever.
Yeah.
So good. So good, guys.
It was like Kristen doing that. I mean, I really appreciated her basically doing our impersonation of her, doing the being the guy, the inflatable guy in front of a car station. Although, to be honest, I felt like her version of us doing her as an inflatable guy in front of a car station was more like, she looked more like if someone had attached spaghetti to a fan and just turned the fan on. It's like,
well, she had kind of a robotic way about it. It's like, yeah. Leave it up to Kristen to even fuck up the air guy in front of the gas station, you know?
But it was like, she's like doing race. The robot. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so like, good.
It would have played well if she had like Wally in the audience. Wally would have been like, oh my God, that's so me.
And then Kristen on crutches. I mean, it was just a Kristen episode from heaven. So thank you. Whoever bashed Kristen in the ankles, we'd like to thank you as well. Tonya Harding, wherever you are, thank you for inspiring that wall.
Thank you.
Thank you for inspiring that wall that bludgeoned Kristen's toe or whatever happened.
That was really great. But there was a significant problem with this episode, which is that there was no Sheena. None.
Well, they made it up to us by... You know that thing? It's like bam, 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 Bravo, and it shows like the stars.
Yes,
the stills of the stars going past on your screen. And they had one of Sheena, and her eyes are just wide open, and she has this look on her face. So I feel like they made it up to us.
She's like, I can't be on the show tonight because I'm going to Big Bear because Rob is gonna like mount another TV in less than 7 minutes. I'm like so excited. I have to do revisions on the binder.
Oh my God, what an episode. It was just a classic. Yeah. And it even had a twist that I didn't see coming.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see the ending coming at all.
Oh, I saw it coming because they previewed it like a million times over the course of the episode.
Whatever. Okay.
You know, actually, we have to give a shout out to whoever named this episode. Did you see what it was called?
Reiki Breaky Heart.
How funny. That is so good. That's like the best Reiki pun we've heard.
Well, when I saw the title of that, I was like, okay, he's finally going to fuck Reiki.
Yeah. I was really excited for it. I was also, I had this sense of dread the entire episode because I felt like, uh-oh, this is going to be one of those episodes where at the end they're going to say, next week on the season finale, and then they didn't, and I was so happy because I was like, no, please don't let this be the second to last episode. I want more and more episodes.
Well, I was wondering if I missed that because... The previously on Vanderpump Rules, it was like, then God created Eve from a rib of Adam. I was like, how far are we going back here? Is this the end? They showed the whole season. I thought, God, please don't let this be the end.
Yeah, and it felt like they were starting to tie up things, like Tom and Katie are like finally happy, and Katie's doing something now, and Stassi threw a good party. You know, it felt like things were like reaching a finale point, but then at the same time they were like introducing new story threads, like, hey, guess what, Ariana's like upset about her book. I was like, wait, why are they introducing this on the second to last episode? But luckily it's not the second to last.
Luckily it's not. It's kind of like Garth Brooks himself. It just never ends.
Yeah,
it's just always there. You're like, why is Garth Brooks still here,
and why is he doing a weird alternate version of himself as a pop star with like black hair? I don't get it.
Yes, it's like you don't understand, you can't explain it, but you can't really complain either.
Yeah, and I'm sure if this show put on a concert in Central Park, it'd be huge also. Vanderpump Rules Live, I'd see it.
Yeah, me too. Just watch Jack walks around, just see how much lint Jax can get on his jogging pants as he walks around. Because you know I was obsessed with that. I was like, come on, high definition. Could someone please fuzz out the lint on Jax's black jogging pants? It was bugging me so hard. And Jack, okay, we'll get to it.
We'll get to that.
You guys, lint has its own chapter today. Let's all stay calm.
What is Jax giving up for lint? Get it? So let's dive into this. And speaking of Jax, the episode opens up back where Jax is mid-coke rage, going nuts at Sir, eyes bulging, just about to go Wreck-It Ralph on the hostess podium.
Yeah, flip the script! Flip the script. Fuck you. Fuck you. Flip the script. Script the flip. It's like, Jax. Stop saying script. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yes, your acting career is just not going to take off no matter how often you say script.
Even if it's flip the script, like prescription, still. Like, you're not even good enough to get a prescription, you fucking cokehead.
I can actually see Jax getting mad if someone played flip cup with a script. Like, there's a script on a table and someone just like flips it. He's like, you just flipped the script.
He flipped it wrong.
He flipped it.
like his flip cup, bro. What are you doing?
He's like, ah, script flipping. So he's screaming, and Vanderpump is just looking at... First of all, Vanderpump has a totally different face on this show than she does on Beverly Hills. Weren't they shooting at the same time?
This is her business face. She's like, all right, first order of business, manila folder, let's see what's in here. Oh, put your face on. Excuse me. Business face.
She's just putting, you know those clips that you use for like huge clips of paper? They're not,
yeah,
they're not
like the alligator, you know what I mean? Clips, like the giant alligator clips.
Yeah, they're really hard. Like they'll cut off your finger if you use them. She's like putting that on the back of her neck for Vanderpump Rules.
I like to think of her as actually engaging in her own version of Face Off with someone. Like she's doing Face Off with maybe Lucina.
I'm really John Travolta.
Yeah, we're just watching John Travolta's interpretation of Lisa Vanderpump.
And well, somewhere he was John good in Hairspray. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, somewhere John Travolta's like, hello, I'm John Travolta, and this is me trying to do an American accent because I'm really very American right now. Greece, am I right?
Someone has a Saturday Night Fever!
That was me. An American trying to do a British person trying to do a John Travolta's accent. It was very challenging.
I know, it was basically like someone who works for Gina Liano in the background. So the best host of Schadenfreude, James, he's like, Jax is out of his mind, old boy. His eyes are bulging out. He's going to pop out of his fucking shirt. It's great. It's great. The whole thing's been great.
Logan just suddenly arrives. What did I miss?
His nose is hanging off. Speaking of face off, it's all broken.
So, yeah, so now Jax, he goes crazy, he leaves, Lisa's like, I want you to leave right now, and then Jax goes, he punches the poor payphone, which we discussed last week, it's just so rude to do to an already declining technology, and he leaves, and then Brittany comes over to Lisa Vanderpump, she's like, I just want to say, I'm really sorry for that, I'm really sorry for Jax, I want him to rot in hell, but I want to also apologize for him too. And she's like,
and Lisa's just giving her that look like, what are you exactly? She's staring at her like, why is your mouth moving? Are you electronic?
Is it weird, Brittany, that sometimes you just remind me of a giant Yoplait yogurt?
This is like when Pink Dog started telling me the alphabet. I found out that Brandy Glanville put something in my drinky pinky.
Yeah, she's just looking at her like, what the hell? I like when Jack was yelling and you just hear Brittany in the background go, you can't just yell at your job. Thanks for setting down those rules, Brittany.
Yeah, it's good to see you finding some boundaries.
So yeah, Brittany's like, sorry, this is happening. I'm sorry. I'm just staying away from it. And she's like, why are you apologizing for Jax? And she's like, it's just because I'm together with him all the time, so people associate me with him. And she's like, yes, they do. And that's what you want to spend the rest of your life with, Brittany. So I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. It's
like, yeah. Oh, and then Brittany starts going down this pathetic route of like, I just feel like I need to give Jax another chance. I'm like, okay, no, you don't. And then she's like, you know, a lot of people don't see the good I see in Jax. I mean, I'm with him all the time. I'm like, listen, if you have to be with someone all the time, like 24 hours to be able to see the good in them, that's not good. You should be able to see the good in them like in like maybe 5 minutes. Like, give it 5 minutes. Maybe
I just love
30
hidden,
minutes.
Yeah, I love hidden good Jax. It's like it only comes out at night, you know? Yeah. It's like the opposite of a horror movie.
Well, it is kind of scary when he's being good.
Yeah, it's like he just never lets you see it. You have to say something special, you know? It's like, Jaxeljuice, Jaxeljuice, Jaxeljuice. He's like, hi, may I open the store for you?
Hi there, what can I do? Would you like a dinner party where no one sings Deo? We could do that.
He's like, thank very you. Come again. Have a lovely day. She's like, who are you saying?
If you excuse me, I'm going to do some lovely social media postings for a regional hockey team. Is that okay with you? Sure. And you can stay here in LA. I will not disrupt your life. Wow.
And Vanderpump's like, how many chances are you going to give him? Listen, lady who has a million chances, like, how many times could people have gotten food poisoning from your warm potato salad? Like, you get 30,000 chances at night, okay,
see,
lady?
Here's the thing, though. Lisa Vanderpump is actually earning money off of his idiocy. Britney's not earning anything.
I know.
Maybe some bumps. So here's the thing, is that...
well, you know she pays for those.
Well, Britney's like, you know, if I'm sad, he's there for me. If I'm happy, oh shoot, I'm getting emotional. I'm like, that is a really low bar for why you see the good in someone. I guarantee that for most relationships, perhaps Patrick excluded, that if you're sad, your boyfriend's going to be there for you. Like, that's not exclusive to Jax. That's a very rudimentary, like, basic form of being in a relationship, okay?
Yeah.
He does not earn special points for being there for you when you're sad. And by the way, he loses points because he's usually the one making you sad. And that's the cycle there. He makes you sad and then he's there for you? Uh-uh.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how it works. Yeah. She's like, well, they don't see what I see. I mean, he's so consistent. If I'm sad, he's there. If I'm mad, he's there. If I'm bad, he's there. If I'm missing money out of my purse, he's never there. I don't know where he went. There's always money missing from my purse. What were we talking about again?
He can... Never mind. I was going to try to bring this into Alita Adams into this, and I was like, I don't think I can do it right now.
I don't care how you get here. Just get here on the carpet if you could.
It it's doesn't like matter what I do. He gets here anyway. I could be in a desert. He'll get here on a speeding train.
You can reach me by sailboat. You can reach me by sailboat.
I'm in a relationship with Alita Adams now.
So Vanderpump's like, I worry that the enabling of Jax is so detrimental. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Just keep giving him money, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So then speaking of enablers, Tom's like, whoa, look at that, bro. He had a payphone. I'm concerned that a screw popped loose. Like, he looks like he could use some medication. That's the last thing he could use, and you know it.
Well, actually, I think society would be well served if Jax was on something.
Jax is on something. That's the fucking problem, yeah. Okay? Jax needs to not be on Medicaid. It's like that's like the one person in the hospital you're like, no more meds. This is how we're going to help you. No medication, okay? Homeopathic from now on.
Oh, you can help me if you want. You can help me if you want.
Homeopathic? That was just in Miami for a little bit. I had to pay the rent.
So now it's the next day, and Stassi is getting ready for this Pucker and Pout relaunch party featuring the Julie Hewitt experience.
I guess Julie Hewitt is a new addition because they say her name a lot. It's like, yeah. Okay, make sure that she's credited for bringing Katie's blog back to life or whatever. Because she's like, I love the Julie Hewitt Pucker and Pout sign.
Yeah, I'm like, who is Julie Hewitt? And we never get to see her. She's very much like Aileen too. You know, this mysterious figure who lurks in the background that someone else takes full credit for.
Yeah, she's like, just say my name a lot.
Say my name, Julie Hewitt.
Yeah. Stay in your corner, Alita. Stay in your corner.
That was Destiny's Child. How dare you?
No, I know. It's just Britney trying to take on every
get
singer.
It. I get it. This is good. I like. We're just gonna pair every scene with a different R&B option. So now they're like talking about the Pucker and Pout thing and how last year, Katie was just in an unhappy place, and just like this great montage of Katie being just totally nasty.
Just a monster. That was so fun. It's just like a baby just throwing bowling balls at blocks. You know, she was just terrible. And Katie's one of those people that always says, I'll be honest. Like with everything, she goes, I'll be honest, I've set high goals for this. Well, thanks for your honesty, Katie.
Yes, I would be very upset if you were dishonest about that.
For montage, she's like, what, are you mad that I called you a whore? Well, just call it like I see it.
I wish they had also included her clip from last week going, it's just the immaturity, it just makes me shake my head. She just does it to herself. She shakes her head at herself.
Well, they did give her some new smart things to say. This time she's like, the last year I've done a lot of work to grow up, and now we're launching Pucker and Pout as a brand itself. What does that mean?
Well, because Pucker and Pout was a blog, but now it's actually a brand. Ronnie, you know what?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Don't perpetuate that convenient narrative, okay? It's a very convenient narrative, okay?
Guess who they're partnering with? Julie Hewlett.
Julie Hewlett, the lipstick like queen.
How many times am I going to write this on my notes? So Stassi's blowing up balloons, and she's like, I'm using my Julie Hewlett lips to blow these balloons up.
These are Julie Hewlett balloons. Yeah, she's also the balloon queen, but you didn't know that. She invented balloon dogs. Yeah.
So Jax, Katie's like, so you know Jax isn't coming because last night he was screaming fuck you with both of his Julie Hewlett fingers, you know?
And Stassi's like, yeah, you know what? The words Jax and Meltdown go together like pizza and ranch and Julie Hewlett, you know?
Katie's like, can Patrick come? And Stassi goes, technically, but I don't know that I want him to because, like I just said, I can't just keep doing this up and down, you know? It started in Mexico because he texted me at 3 in the morning, but then we were drunk. We didn't check the phone. Immediately in the morning, I texted and he wouldn't let it go. But it's your night. It's your night. It's like, you just had a monologue. You can't, like, do a monologue and then say it's your night.
Now, keep in mind, you know, the editors were very keen on keeping this one clip from earlier in the season when Patrick told Stassi, what's the rule again? We talk to each other when we're together, and then when we're apart, we don't talk to each other when we're apart, and when we get back together, we don't talk about what happened when we're apart. Something like that. So
yeah, but they weren't broken up, so...
No, but the point is that, like, he was about to go to Amsterdam. Oh, that was about breaking up. It doesn't matter. He went to Amsterdam and blocked her and then almost shed a tear for her at the Van Gogh Museum. And then he's mad that she, like, did not immediately check in as soon as she got to the Andaz. No, Patrick, yeah,
he's a fucking idiot. And I'm glad he finally got some camera time this time so we can realize how stupid he fucking is. God, he's not a smart person. And I love when stupid people try and pretend they're smart and just keep talking. And it's like, just keep digging, buddy.
Yeah, they try to wedge Stassi, in words. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Stassi kind of explains why she's so upset because she's like, this fight is so much more intense because I made an effort this time. It's like, when you finally pay for goat cheese balls and you realize they're not really that good.
Yeah.
You know? It's like they're good when they're free.
She's like, I gave my all, like Mariah Carey, lying on a kayak in the middle of the water. See?
You can reach me by science!
No, we're talking Mariah Carey, Brittany. I literally gave my all AF.
I literally did. I gave him my saying and my man.
Okay. I literally gave him my all, and now I have to use Tide. Get it? A-L-L. That's all, JX.
So then we go over to Britney's house.
By the way, you know that Britney was probably dazzled every time that commercial came on. The little stain lifts off the shirt. She's like, wow.
The snuggle bear.
Before we go over to that, we have to mention that Stassi inhaled the helium and goes, Sheena! Rap, 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 rap.
So then we go to Britney's house. Okay, so Britney's balcony was cracking me up because on the wall of the balcony, like where just on the wall of the balcony, it says Seaside.
I saw that too. I was like, are you at Rehoboth Beach or something?
Yeah, it's just like the house of a delusional person.
Seaside.
No, it's not, Brittany. It's not.
Just because it smells like rancid oysters does not mean that you are at the sea.
Yeah, just because it smells like low tide.
Just because you have barnacles in your apartment doesn't mean low tide.
So, of course, Jax is making coffee, and she's like, coffee tonight! No, or she's
Jax making, is not making coffee.
Yeah. And it's important to point out, because later she's like, did you go to coffee? He's like, yeah, he brings her none. Like, yeah. Fucking Jax. I mean, if you needed any more sign, Jax has done a lot of things, but that's when you break up with Jax. It's like you were gone for 2 hours getting blowjobs, coffee, and you can't even bring me a goddamn $2 coffee.
Well, do we know if Brittany drinks coffee? Because she made a coffee for Jax, but she didn't make one for herself, I believe. I could be wrong. Either way, she's like...
No, you're taking... I thought I was mad. I was mad about, like, coffee orders. And you just even further than I could ever.
No, I want to be mad with you, but I also, to be fair, my little catchphrase, I guess, because everyone's like, you always say to be fair. But to be fair, have we seen Brittany drinking coffee? Because if she's not a coffee drinker, then, you know, that's okay. Either way, I'm glad we really... I just, you know... It's important that we have a level playing field here when talking about coffee, coffee slights. So Brittany is like, here you go. And she's like, I brought you a coffee and Advil. I'm like, why are you doing this for him? He made an ass of himself, punched a payphone, nearly got fired, embarrassed you to the point where you had to be apologizing for him, and then you're making him the coffee? Mm-mm.
But then, of course, he's like, how you feeling? What actually happened that set you up so bad? So it's like something else's fault at all times, you know?
Yes.
And she goes, you didn't look like yourself. Yes, he did. Why is everybody pretending they've never seen this in Jax? And he's like, well, look, my eyeshadow is back, so totally sober. Like, I applied eye makeup this morning, so everything's okay. You can bring me coffee now. Thank you.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know, I went crazy because, you know, everyone's always up in... I went crazy on everyone because everyone's always up in my business. Like, everyone's in my business. I don't know. I'm like, people are in your business because of stuff that you did. Like, he always is saying that he's, like, basically retaliating against what someone did to him. But he never seems to go that extra step to realize that people are doing stuff to him because of stuff that he did. People are up in his business because he cheated on Brittany. People are up in his business because he lied or he stole something or X, Y, Z. The list goes on. But he only takes the part where people did something to him and just acts like that's the origin of all this madness.
Well, he has to yell at somebody. You can't just yell at baldness. Okay, you can't yell at hair loss. And the camera people just kept swooping right behind him. They're like, look, he has two bald spots. LOL. It's like he can't yell at them. He's just like trying to wave off bees behind his head, you know, that he can't see.
So Jax, yeah, then he does his other big thing, which is he victimizes himself as like, why me? Because he's like, everyone else has done the exact same thing that I've done, but I'm the only one who gets targeted. I'm the only one who gets all the heat. I'm like, well... Did everyone else sleep with Faith while she was taking care of an old lady while you were dating Brittany? No, that was you.
It's like, maybe I should take that fake job in Florida because they can't blame all their problems on me. I'm like, Florida can.
Yeah, Florida. If anyone
and
can,
trust me,
Florida,
they will.
They got stand your ground over there.
Don't go to Florida. You'll be dead on a porch within a month.
You really will be. Listen, anytime you read those oddly enough stories it's like, oh, a man chopped off his penis and then it like turned into stone and fell on his head and killed him. That's either going to be in Florida or Germany or maybe Arizona.
Yeah. And Jax is always that type of guy in that story.
Yeah.
Okay, so next.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. See, we already have our R&B tie-in.
Yeah.
Lala.
You can reach me by feeling you.
So Lala's
is
like...
no ordinary feeling you.
This ain't no ordinary wing.
I just tried to do Anita Baker, but I failed. I tried to do Sweet Love, but it just sort of sounded like Britney being very shrill.
Sweet wings. I open up my mouth, and then you slide down, sweet wings.
So it's Lala.
I've gone down a chicken wing route right now, and I don't know why. But I'm just gonna go with
it. I like that you introduced chicken wings to it. I think it actually really adds like a good dynamic to it.
Thank you, Ben. God, you're always there for me when I'm tired, when I'm buying, when I'm trying to bring chicken wings into things.
Chicken wings, chicken wings, chicken wings.
I took it to Enya. I don't know why. She's not R&B.
Chicken wings.
She's ING, not R&B. Irish and Greens, not rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
She's like, hi, you can buy my album in the ink section.
Okay, so...
What is wrong with us today?
Well, I don't know. It's just a regular Tuesday. Because Kristen on crutches, that's why. It's like
Kristen
a dread.
Crutches. We got Kristen and crutches disease.
Kristen and crutches.
Song by Billy Lee.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
Oh my god. Okay, so Lala is in Gangsta Burbank.
Yeah, she likes to just get into Burbank, get into the vibe, get into the feel of it.
Yeah. Is Lala wearing her own face on her sweater? Because I'd love that if that's what that was.
She might be. I hope she is.
So James is like, Coca-Cola and whiskey, yeah.
Look, I'm in a studio. And guess what? I still don't think Kristen is hot or sexy at all. That's all.
By the way, did we mention, someone told us this, I didn't see this Watch What Happens Live, where James supposedly said, yeah, and I got away with it, about boning Kristen.
Yeah, someone said something about that, but that required me to have to actually like watch What Happens Live.
I know, I'm too tired.
Yeah.
So Lala's wearing her own face on her sweater, and he's playing that song really loudly, and she's like, whenever I hear my own voice, I get so happy. It's like, you're like the only person in the world, but actually not the only person, because I got happy too.
Yeah, I got happy. I got happy when I heard Lala's voice.
So they're talking about how she's got her set coming up, and she's, you know, kind of worried because it's James, and he's sitting there with Coke and whiskey.
Yeah, they're setting this up to be a huge disaster of a showcase, because this is now like the fifth episode in a row. She's like, I am totally shitting bricks about my showcase. Like, it needs to be perfect. Like, I don't want there to be beats in between songs. I want to be like, boop, 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 boop. Five songs. Don't mess it up, James. No fireball. No feeding James after midnight. No direct sunlight for James. And whatever you do, never get James wet before my showcase.
I love that she goes, here's the thing, I don't want beats. And he's like, you don't want to talk at all. Okay, got it. Lala's greatest fear, like having to talk.
They just take too earthy for me.
Yeah, also, never say I'm shitting bricks around this cast. Jax will walk in with a razor blade and just start parsing through it. Sorry, but no, seriously, watch your verbiage around this cast.
So now James, of course, is, you know, he's like, well, you never know who's going to be that showcase girl. You might have someone like the fifth member of LMFAO. You know his name, Barry Big Glasses. He never actually made it into the band, but he almost was there, and he might be there. He's very influential.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be there, girl. It could be people from the industry. It could be, you know, best boys cleaning tables. It could be the person who learned how to refine salt. You never know. You never know.
It could be Jimmy Iovine, not to be confused with Jimmy Iovine.
It could be Obama, Michelle, or otherwise.
Ghost of Whitney Houston's going to be there.
It's like when you look at life like that, that's how you stay happy. When you're like, this is what could happen today.
Yeah.
So Lala is just going down her delusional path. And it's so funny to watch because she's like, oh my God, there are five songs total. And, you know, I'm singing every song that I've ever done. I was like, okay, Aretha.
I know. Right. Well, it is more than Chumbawamba.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, literally, I get knocked down, and I get back up again. Ain't no one ever gonna knock me down, bitches.
Motherfucker, I'll catch you on your fucking face!
You know what? Cider drinks and like, whiskey drinks and cider drinks, that's like the original Dre and Eminem. Am I right?
I just discovered Lala. I'm proud of myself. I'm like Dr. Dre, and she's my M&Ms.
She's literally my M&M. I'm so hungry right now.
Why does Lala say I'm like a slutty Mother Teresa?
Because she's like, I'm inviting everyone. I'm inviting everyone I see. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. I'm like a slutty Mother Teresa.
James just gets a big boner.
Little did she realize that he's had a Mother Teresa fetish for all his life. It's like, oh yeah. I don't find Mother Teresa sexy at all. Not at all.
Watch the teeth. I wasn't saying that to Mother Teresa. So she's like, I invited the two Toms, their ladies, Brett and Jax. And then she's like, did you see Jax? He's like double flipping off. And I was like, whoa! Bro! That's so hood.
Yeah, he's like, I would never. I would never. I'm like, I cannot believe they are not showing the clip of James trying to start a fight with Ken. You know, like, oh, knock your spark out. Spark out.
Yeah, but I have to invite Jax. Like, he's a loose cannon, but that's like Britney's man.
Yeah. He's a loose cannon.
And then she goes, how are you going to sit there and get cheated on and live with the same guy? I'm like, you stole your husband, eh? And you're talking to James, who probably just fucked Kristen last week. And James, at least James, just looks at her like, really? Like, we're going to end this now because we're friends, okay?
Listen, consistency is not a strong point in many of these people's lives, okay? Just like Stassi's macaroni, apparently. But now we go to Tom Tom, and beers and cheers. They, like, bust out some beers. Like, whoa, look at the space. Tom Schwartz is still acting like he's in third grade. He's like, whoa, I'm going to put on a hard hat. Oh, my God, it fell on my face. Aren't I so cute? Oh, Baba.
Oh, my God, hard hats are hard. Whoa, Baba.
Oh, and then Tom right now.
Yeah, I got a half chub too, bro.
So Tom Sandoval is still acting like he has a say in anything. He's like, all right, let me show you what's going on, bro. We got bathrooms. That's going to go here because I said so. And then we're going to have some air conditioning right there because I said so. We're going to have a progress party. And that's good because people are going to see, like, the progress that we've done.
Great. I actually am very intrigued to see how Tom Tom's going to turn out. I mean, I don't think I've ever witnessed the artwork of Mr. Nick Allen Maestro.
Tom's like, where's the DJ booth? And he's like, here.
No. Yeah. That's like where a trash can is.
Yeah. So then there's her proposal. He's like, well, you may be wondering why I got new fillers for this walkthrough of the progress party where we're going to show progress being done. Bathrooms are going there. That right. I just told that to an invisible guy. He's doing it. Look at the invisible guy doing what I said. Building invisible bathrooms. Just what I wanted. Okay, bro. But here's the important thing. Will you take me, Tom Sandoval? Will you, Tom Shores, take me, Sandoval, to get half chubs in a half-finished invisible bathroom? Invisible worker, get over here and make this happen. Oh, my God. We're married. We're married, bro.
Yeah, and he actually got real rings. They said TT. They were like, it was like a rose gold ring. It was like a legitimate, like, money was spent. I'm like, I would have spent,
promise,
like...
To I never tell anybody you touched my cornhole after every time you touched my cornhole, and I'll do the same for you. Okay, we're married.
Yeah, I'm just glad it wasn't a ring on a string. Otherwise, Katie would have been furious. He gave you a ring on a string? That's not the sort of commitment that I want from Tom Sandoval for you.
Who knew that a ring on a string would lead to all of these really, truly romantic, meaningful, not fake at all scenes with a couple that's totally still married?
Whoa, 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 whoa. The ring didn't mean a thing. Whoa. I'm not going to play it because apparently when I played it last time, people were like, that literally destroyed my ears. You have to.
Yeah, why induce vomiting?
Why do
that to people? We've got enough off-key in this episode, okay? Vala's having a concert. We don't need to be bringing every Bravo celebrity into this.
I agree. So now we go to see some horses, and we zoom in on a plaque that says, Prince Tardon, loved by Lisa Vanderpump.
Prince Tardon sauce. It's like tartar sauce, but by Lisa Vanderpump.
Tartar sauce for horses. Built for humans, strong enough for horses.
So Ariana comes to ride horses with her, and she's like, where do you get a cool visor like that, Lisa Vanderpump? And she's like, Ken, I'm an English rose. I have to keep my face protected. I must keep business face protected.
Business face. Ariana's like, well, you know what? I take horse visors very seriously, so I really need to know where to get that.
She's like, Tom's priorities are Tom Tom, and it would be great if he could work on stuff for our book. Hey, I have no respect for you waiting for Tom to do your book. That was your book. And then when they showed the clip of Tom getting mad at her at Fat Sal's, when he's like, well, you know what? Everybody's coming up to me in the streets being like, why is Ariana having a book and not you? And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? Where's that Ariana? I want the Ariana who's about to slash Tom's throat every second of the day.
Yeah, I feel like... I feel like that's going to come back. I feel like because all of a sudden the revival of the book drama, it seems kind of out of place. Not out of place, but it just seems bizarre that it's coming up at the end of the season. So I feel like she's like, you know what? I'm going to have a meltdown soon. So I'm just preparing everyone right now.
Yeah, this seems like one of those scenes that they kind of added in at the end. They're like, what do we do with 24 episodes? I mean, even Kiefer Sutherland couldn't fill that. All right, let's have a jaguar following Ariana around.
All right, Ariana, here's what you do. You have your cocktail book and you have to give it to someone at CTU. But before you get there, you're intercepted by cars and a van. And you're taken away to Valencia, where there's an atomic bomb. Go.
Ariana's like, listen, terrorist. I really don't appreciate that you're worrying about blowing up Los Angeles instead of working on our cocktail book. Okay?
The terrorists, like, shoot the cocktail book and she just revives it with lamp wires.
So Vanderpump is like literally looking down on her as she does. She's yes. like, I have a taller horse. Yes, Tardan, yes. So Ariana's trying to pretend she's, you know, mad or whatever. And then
is Ariana what is... mad at Tom?
Yes. So, the book yourself. Stop waiting around for Tom.
Yeah, well Lisa Vanderpump's like, just do it. She's like, why are you waiting for a man? Just do it. Let's talk about Jax.
Yeah.
Why are we out here when Teddy needs his horse in 20 minutes? Let's hurry up. Oh, my horse just pooped. That reminds me, Jack Taylor has created a mess.
And Ariana's like, oh my God, like he's not going to have a job at Surf if he keeps that up. And then Vanderpump goes, after last night,
he's definitely a consideration.
Like, oh, come please. On. I've
been saying that for 5 years.
Yeah, that was way worse than Kristen's Eat a Dick Diana, okay?
Yeah, and she's like, I'm surprised she wasn't like, I mean, it's definitely a consideration, although, where else can I find someone to make cocktails as mediocrely as Jax?
Who will put sweet and sour into everything that's ordered?
Who will make a pomptini with Midori and schnapps?
Pretty much, yeah. So Ariana's like, great, glad I drove to the valley. So in the party
to Burbank, no less.
Now it's the lip party by what's her name? How did I forget
Julie
her name?
Hewitt, the lipstick queen.
Julie and Hewitt.
Julie Hewitt. She's actually invisible. All you can see are her lips. That's why she's the lipstick queen.
So Tom number two comes in and he's basically turned into the Rene of this show.
Yeah.
He's like, Papa, are you kidding me? It looks great. This is amazing.
You really own it, baby. Papa, Bubby, it's so Baba. Good. And Katie's mom and grandma, Terry and Sandy, are there, you know, in there showing off their best cutout shoulder look.
Oh, my God. Katie's drunk grandma is my favorite character. I'm like, how did these amazing women come out with Katie? The grandma is just filling her drinks and she's got her mouth really wide open like she's chewing on a really big ball the whole time. She's like, I love her. She needs to be a character on the show. Now she that's does. Who you hire to be a waitress. I want to see the scene with Brittany getting hired. I want Vanderpump to be like, hello, Grandma Katie. We come to job interviews in our underwear. Is that what we do?
Well, I can imagine Sandy being like a Jerry Blank kind of character, right? Like, she shows up, she's like, I'm here to work my shift at Sir. Like, she's obviously should be working at a diner. She should be at, what's it called, on Norm's, you know? But instead she's here and she's like, no, I'm, you know, I'm 27. I'm a 27-year-old girl. I'm a 27-year-old gal. Hey, Toots, what do you want to order? She just, you know, like the way Jerry Blank is just a high school student, even though she's like a 52-year-old prostitute cohort. Not that I'm saying that Sandy is. I'm just saying that's the joke of Strangers with Candy.
Yeah, what are you worried about? The Sandy army
coming at you? I don't
want
Sandy to be mad at me. I don't want... Sandy will come after me. She's going to come by and she's going to... You know what she's going to do? I'll be, like, out on the sidewalk and she'll drive by, give me the finger, and spit at me. That's what you get for saying I'm a cocoa.
Ben will be like, hey, I don't know what's happening, but lately people are coming up to me on the street, old ladies acting like they're chewing big invisible balls, and they're spitting stuff at me. And I don't know why.
No. It's the Sandy army.
I could just totally imagine Sandy in one of those, you know, like cocktail napkins that passed as a uniform in season one with maybe like a little wig and she just shows up chewing gum, just ready to talk some shit by the refrigerator at Sir.
Who's harassing who there, sexuals?
She's sitting in the back alley. So I want to talk to you about something, okay?
Yes. Sandy, the mayor of the smoking alley. Oh my God, that would be so good.
Yeah, doing the jitterbug.
God. So Terry's like, wait, who's Terry? Katie's mom.
I think. Oh, yeah. I don't remember like, which one's
cheers.
Terry. Which one's Sandy.
I apologize to the world for Katie. And everyone's like, yay, cheers. And then there's just goat cheese balls on trays everywhere. So you know that Stassi really did, in fact, have something to do with this party getting off the ground. She's like, here's what I want. Goat cheese balls.
Yeah, exactly. Upstaging Julie Hewitt. So actually, the main upstager was Kristen, who shows up on crutches. And everyone's like, what happened? We just saw you last night and you were fine. She's like, seriously?
I stubbed it.
I stubbed my toe on the wall. I'm like, what was the walking pattern that caused this? Like, I get it if you stub it on furniture, but the wall? How closely were you walking to that wall and why so close?
It was so good. Well, this is when the Taco Bell coven was all a victim. I think this is the part of the season when they're like, people are already being mean to us on Twitter and the season hasn't even started. Okay, what are we going to come up with? Kristen, you're a cripple. My boyfriend is emotionally abusive, which is actually true, so I don't have to make up anything. And Katie, you had post-traumatic stress disorder when you were 15 years old on YouTube. Like, what? What are all these sudden victim storylines? Please start them earlier and keep them going the whole year because they're my favorite. Katie's apology tour is my favorite thing ever.
It is.
Remember when I was horrible last year? It's because I had PTSD. I'm like, you know, we're in the middle of 10 wars and like, you bringing up PTSD because you fell through a skylight.
I love a PTSD, you know, get out of jail free card. Like Leanne Locken, wow, when she did that on the reunion of Dallas, that was amazing. She's like, well, I guess I act this way because I got PTSD from the carnival. I was on the swings and they just kept on swinging just around and around and around. And by the time I got onto the scrambler, I was throwing up everywhere.
And well, PTSD. Katie's just got post-traumatic skylight disorder. You know, it happens. I had post-traumatic seesaw disorder one time at the carnival.
I had post-traumatic spaceship disorder. Remember that ride? You go in the spaceship. It feels like you're out in outer space. I show that movie and the spaceship goes up and down. You're like, oh my God, I'm in space. Well, I actually thought I really was in space. When I got off, I'm like, I'm on another planet. And everyone's like, no, you're on Earth. And I was like, what? I'm not on Mars. Trauma.
Post-traumatic space disorder. That's what George Clooney had when he came back from that movie with Sandra Bullock and realized he got killed off in the middle of it.
I had post-traumatic slide disorder. I went down that slide, you know, but my burlap sack thing got out from under me, so I just had to slide the rest of the way down. Rawhide. Wow.
Post-traumatic sack disorder.
Jack's like, wait a minute, I had that.
I had post-traumatic Trabant disorder. Yeah, no one told me it goes backwards. Okay, that's called trauma. They shouldn't call it the Trabant, they should call it the Trauma taunt. I'll stop.
I stubbed it.
Yeah, so
post-traumatic stub disorder. I stubbed it.
Seriously? Yeah, she's basically like, she stubbed her toe in the wall. And so what I'm imagining is Kristen taking a corner too tightly. Because how else do you do it, right? So I just imagine her need for extreme efficiency in her apartment. Like, I gotta get from living room. No, I'm still doing Leanne voice. Seriously? I gotta get from the living room to my bedroom really fast. I'm gonna cut this corner right now. Oh, flew too close to the sun.
I imagine that she was lying down, hungover, eating like Taco Bell, and there was a little packet of sauce on the ground, and she was trying to grab it with her toe, and then she got a Charlie horse.
I imagine that she decided that she was just gonna pretend to be a Roomba, and she was a little too good at it. She's like, hit the wall.
And then Lisa tried to fuck her, and it hurt her toe.
Or she was just drunk. Yeah, this is when Kristen is like, I'm really uncoordinated, and I'm just kind of like one of those things in the car dealership. Arms flopping.
Yeah, she's like, I'm like one of those blow-up things at the car wash. Doo-doo, robot. It's
like, what car wash do you go to where it's a robot?
I like that she sings robot like a clock. Robot,
it's robot o'clock. Post-traumatic second disorder.
So Brittany shows up without Jax, of course, because Jax is at home. You know, he's just trying to fuck Ricky. He's like, I'm not going to that party. Flip the script, calling Ricky. So yeah. He's at home, and Brittany comes up to Billy Lee, who shows up out of nowhere.
And she gives Ben a gift. She goes,
That's how, for those of you who don't think I'm trying to do an orgasm, no, that's how Billie Lee laughs. She goes, oh my God, it's so good to see you. That's so funny. So she sees, Brittany sees Adam. She says, hey, boyfriend. I'm like, you know.
So that's what I'm going to say every time now. Hey, boyfriend. And Billie Lee goes, hey, boyfriend.
That's so funny. She's a little. I'm trying to think. What singer does that? It's a little Alanis. It's a little like. It's a little Cranberries. You know, in Dreams, when they do
it's
that.
It's like
part.
When you're. It's like when you're like, I'm gonna let my gerbil run around the house and be a house pet, and then you step on it. Not that that's ever happened.
You're like, I stubbed my toe. So here's the thing. Okay. So Brittany calling Adam, hey, boyfriend. So here, on the one hand, I like that she does it because it's going to piss off Jax. But on the other hand, she's doing it as like, oh, it's just a joke. But it's actually a way to rile up Jax, which just speaks to the overall toxicity of their relationship, right? Because he's an awful beast. And she, this is her way of like, she's basically doing the Nicole Kidman thing in Pretty Little Lies, right? Not Pretty Little Lies, Big Little Lies. You know, where it's like, this is her way of getting the power, which is fucked up. And I'm not blaming the victim. I'm just saying, this is this awful cycle. Because she's going to do that. He's going to find out. He's going to get mad, you know? And then she's, and then he's going to, you know, do something too far. He's going to apologize. And it's like, this is how she gets that space. You know, it's like that terrible cycle that they're both feeding into. It's like, Brittany, just leave Jax and then call Adam boyfriend for real. Am I being controversial? Am I being problematic?
Well,
I'm not trying to
I
be.
Just, I don't know, because I, to me, like, hey, boyfriend just sounds like something gay. It doesn't even sound like, who says, hey, boyfriend, to their boyfriend. They say that to, like, their gay friend. You know? I'm just not sure.
Well, here's the thing. If saying hey, boyfriend to someone made my boyfriend feel uncomfortable, I wouldn't call someone hey boyfriend out of respect to my boyfriend, but we're also not in a we're not like in an abusive codependence weird thing. And so obviously I could probably say that to someone, but the point is out of respect, I would do that. So she knows that it pisses off Jax. So her saying it, I'm not saying like, oh, like she has to do anything that Jax says. I'm just saying this is evidence of just a generally toxic relationship where they're both undermining each other. Not undermining, they're just like, they shouldn't. I don't know. I feel like I'm being problematic. I'm really not trying to be. I'm trying
you're
to say.
You're making problems out of nothing because I think she's just like, hi, boyfriend. I mean, it's Brittany. I don't think she's like thinking of it.
Well,
that
she either. Said that she likes to call him that now because it pisses off Jax.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, and I feel like, and I want to say, for me, I do want to say objectively as a bystander, like, good for her because she should piss off Jax. But, like, that's not healthy in a relationship where you're wanting to piss off your boyfriend. That's what I'm trying to say. There it is. Whew. I was really afraid I was being problematic and blaming the victim. I'm really not trying to. I swear to God.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It's important for me. It's important for me to, like, if I say something, I want people to understand what I'm saying. I don't want them to misinterpret what I'm saying.
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, boyfriend.
Well, Adam, I'm more disturbed by the fact that Adam's so hot on Instagram. It's so stupid looking in real life.
So he's like, he's like, wait, we're dating now? Now, of course, this is point and counterpoint. We then go and we see Jax at home, like, lingering around the kitchen. Like, he pulls out some, like, Haagen-Dazs that's frozen like a rock and jams his spoon into it like a caveman.
Yeah, he's, like, beating it with his spoon. He's like, flipping the script. Listen, stupid. Halo Top says on the side, give us a few minutes to warm up, because we're made from all natural ingredients. And to have this low amount of calories, you need to give us a little time to warm up. Jackson's just, like, Planet of the Apes, like, beating it with his spoon.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have been the person who is very eager to get into my Ben & Jerry's. I've done that. A lot. You like pull it out and you put the spoon in, and you're like, but then what I do is I get those little sort of peels of ice cream, and then eventually I'm like, I'm just gonna put it in the microwave for 5 seconds. But the fact that Jax is actually like chipping away at it like a baboon, you know, like it's like the opening of 2001 Space Odyssey, you know? Like, I'm half expecting the black monolith to appear in his apartment, and he suddenly realizes how to eat ice cream.
Boom, 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 bam, 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 bam.
So Brittany,
he throws his ice cream spoon into the sky, into this, up to the ceiling, and it comes down as a spaceship.
So then we it's like, oh, Lisa did this. It's like, why meet somebody else?
So turns back, out Jax in the future is just as terrible as Jax in the past.
Yeah, he's just terrible. He has lint on his black talking pants, no matter what.
He turns into Hal. He's like, I'm sorry, Brittany, I can't do that for you right now. I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to leave the spaceship so I can do my Reiki.
Jax, but we have to go to Mars.
No.
Parker Posey's like recast in the lead. She's like, I'm not taking this shot, Jax. Okay, so back at the party, Adam's like,
ugh. Jax isn't upset with me, right?
And she's like, well, last night he flipped the script. Brittany just starts repeating things she heard. Jax didn't know what flip a script means in the first place. Now you've got Brittany repeating it. Now it means like a mental breakdown.
He flipped the script last night.
And then Billy Lee's like, well, he's probably feeling insecure because there's like a hot guy like Adam after you. And Brittany's like, don't make it weird again. Okay, here's the problem. Adam is a barback and he does modeling like Jax did. And Jax is jealous because he's like Adam was, but 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to flip the script?
Or at least read the script. Or just even the cover page, the title page, maybe just the log line. Did you read the log line? Because we all read it and we figured it out. So then everyone's still, Katie is marveling over her party with Julie Hewitt. And she's like, you know, Stassi did a great job. It just goes to show that Stassi can really accomplish a lot when she's not stressing over Patrick and his man bun. I'm like, she blew up balloons and ordered goat cheese balls.
But still.
Still and actually Vanderpump a lot.
Does that. She's like, look, it's my new face. Business party face. Like, how many of those do you have?
She's like, listen, Tracy Turnblatt. I now support your dancing because I understand you can't be home with mummy forever.
It's like, okay, John Travolta.
So she's like, oh, good for you. It looks good. Who did the party?
Where's on, the Lisa. Party?
So let's see, more goat cheese balls. I just kept writing more goat cheese balls, and poor Max is still the only person who actually works at this restaurant. I hope Max gets all the tips, because he's the only person I ever see doing a goddamn thing at this restaurant.
I can't even imagine how big the deep fryer is back there. It just must be the size of a Cadillac, you know? The amount of goat cheese balls they are constantly pulling out of there must be huge. So from across the room, Carter is giving James dirty looks. And if I could make Carter's dirty looks into a sound, it'd be like this. Huh. It's like the least menacing dirty look of all time. It's like, he's kind of like turning into the Raquel of men. So Carter's giving dirty looks, and James is like, oh, yeah. He's harmless, though. He's harmless. I'm not scared at all. I'm not scared at all.
I love Lala. It's like, do you see his dirty looks, brah? Look at him. Because Carter's like, is that a bee or a wasp? Like, you know, he's just giving that, like, slight squint.
Yeah.
And she's like, is this going to make it uncomfortable at my performance? I'm like, ears are going to make it uncomfortable at your performance, okay? What are you going to do, ban him?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Lala doesn't want any negativity, not even from someone like Carr. So Carter's talking now to Tom and Peter, because, as you may remember, he has recently found out about these rumors about Kristen, and, well, he doesn't know about the cushions yet, but that's what he's about to find out. So he's talking with Tom and Carter, and he's like, so, Peter, I heard you roomed with James, and Peter's like, yeah, that's true, mom hair. And then they're like, so what's this story about, I heard this rumor about Kristen, whatever, and Tom Sandoval's like, yeah, man, there's, like, James was there, and, like, Kristen, and, like, there was this, like, hot tub, and the cushions were, like, in a really strange pattern, man. Like, those oddly arranged cushions, man.
And Carter's like, cushions? Why are you guys saying those things? Like, why can't you have Kristen's back over his back? Because you've been friends with Kristen longer. Tom's like,
Him asking me to have Christmas back is funny because I think, like, back to the times Kristen has lied to me.
And then we get a montage of Kristen being like, I did not fuck Jack Taylor. Oh, fuck Jack Taylor. Sorry. Like, God 20 times.
I know.
This is the best Kristen episode.
We did not get a lot of Kristen all season, but it's nice to see that she's coming on strong at the end here because she's just so glorious. So, and then the best part is that we then cut back to Kristen and she was talking gibberish with a British server because we just hear him going, beagle puggle, beagle puggle. And she goes, I have a cheagle, chihuahua beagle, beagle puggle, cheagle, beagle puggle, cheagle puggle. I was like, this is Kristen language.
Yeah. And then Carter comes up and he's like, why are you talking to dudes? Yeah. Way to go, Carter.
Why are you talking
How did to- Carter ever pass an audition for this show? Ever. And she's like, by the way, but it is Kristen. And you do have to fucking watch Kristen because she does lie like a motherfucker. And she's sitting there with this hot ass busboy who, you know, is going to do anything to get on this show.
Yeah. And you know, they're speaking code already. Beagle puggle, beagle puggle.
Yeah, people with half chihuahua dogs understand each other. I have a, what am I trying to say?
Pitwawa?
Yeah, a pitwawa. Yeah, I was trying to put chi in the beginning. I have a pitwawa, okay? I understand the love. Like, I'm even going to go to that restaurant and be like, where's that busser? Where is that busser?
Jiggle buckle, jiggle buckle.
Let's talk about our half chi dogs.
Beagle buckle, beagle buckle. Yeah, so he's like, why are you talking to more dudes? Why talking to more dudes? For real, though. And then Carter goes, stories, how they be changing, which I assume is like a reference to like a Tom Petty song or something. He's like, so I heard about a jacuzzi, and Kristen goes, it's called a plunge pool. And I wasn't in it.
Oh, and she's just like, bleh. Like, the look she's giving him is Kristen Horseface number one look, which is my favorite look ever.
Yeah. Seriously?
So he's like, you were not on the beach. He goes, so were you on the beach or were you not? And she's like, plunge pool. And he's like, was there a body of water? And she's like, body or water? Which one do you want to know first? He's like, body of water. Yes. Were you in it?
No. I was arranging cushions along the side in a strange manner that later seemed to implicate that there was sex happening, but it was me just merely arranging cushions for no reason.
So she's like, do you believe me or them? Then why are you questioning me? And he's like, because of your history. Listen, you can't date Abraham Lincoln and then get mad at pennies. You know what I mean? Like, you're dating Kristen and you know her history already.
I feel like of all the celebrities you could have made that analogy with, that's not the one I was expecting. Like, maybe.
But
like,
I'm really stupid, so I only know a certain amount of history. It's either that or a Mayflower joke. Which would you prefer?
Listen. You can't date Hester Prynne and then be like, why are you wearing an A?
That's literature. That's different.
Well, that's still around Pilgrim time. It's Puritans.
Yeah. He's like, you can't date a pilgrim and then get mad at boats.
Yeah. You can't, like, date King George and be like, so, where did all those pilgrim people who lived in this country go, huh?
He's like, stop talking about taking up heads.
You can't date someone in Plymouth and be like, so, there are no rocks here, right?
Yeah, you can't move to Plymouth and then start asking why we can't outlaw rocks.
I like that we took this back to the 1620s for. So he's like, well, I guess it has to do with your history. Like, there it is. My own boyfriend doesn't believe me. I'm out of here. And then she swivels onto her crutches, and then it's like, as she like. Precariously crutches her way through the alleyway to the circ kitchen, and like one crutch is on that like weird plasticky stuff so you don't slip, and one's like the on rubber. The tile
and then the rubber kitchen mats, oh my god, which are all circles. It's like, yes. When you're trying to get a peg in the hole, and then she's like she's going ugh.
For like 30 seconds we're watching this. It is the funniest extended shot they've ever done on this show.
She gets to the kitchen and doesn't know how to pivot on her crutches, so she walks sideways. She's like, ugh, sideways, ugh.
This is truly Vanderpump Rules, their updated version of Sally Field, leaving Kevin Kline's apartment in Soap Dish when she goes to try to find the elevator, and she goes to the left, and then she walks back to the right.
Oh, Kristen. Bless your heart. And thank you guys for giving Kristen a full episode.
Thank you for giving her some prop comedy.
And also, thank you for letting just Kristen say stupid things. She's like, my own boyfriend doesn't believe me. Like, I promised myself that this group wouldn't poison the well of Carter and I.
Well, it's hard not to when you put oddly arranged cushions by the well.
Oh.
Yeah, that someone shot was legendary.
Someone put on Facebook. Oh, someone tweeted at us a really funny tweet where they're like, I hope this just all turns out that they're both passed out the whole time and Jax is the one fucking somebody on those pillows, which you know is what happened.
That's 100% what happened. That's 100%. Why else would you think he was... That's the thing. No one seems to question why Jax was up, okay? He's so adamant about this. He's the master of deflection. He already has started pinning it against other people before anyone could even, like, point it at him. He was clearly, like, boning an Andaz bartender.
Yes, an Andaz. So, Terry, Katie's mom is like, thank you, Lisa, thank you. Thank you, Lisa, thank you. And Lisa's like, why? Which, I like that Lisa's always kind of mean to the parents. She goes, good, she officiated the wedding. And next is going to be baby Bebas.
And you just, for some
baby
reason...
Bebas.
I'm like, you can't even say Bubba. Do you even watch this show?
I felt like Lisa was towering over them. Maybe she wasn't, but it just felt like it. It was very much like Glenda the Good Witch, and you know, at the arrival in Oz, or not Oz, but you know, that Munchkin town that they were all in. It felt like Katie's mom and grandma were the Munchkins, and Lisa was the Good Witch.
Why are you chewing an invisible bowl when there's Gucci's bowls here, Grandma Katie?
And then they show we're not in pump anymore.
Then they show Grandma and Mom at Katie's house before the party, and the grandma's like, "Yeah," and she spills her drink on herself. And I'm like, "Please get a job at Sir immediately. You're amazing. You've changed my life in one episode."
Please. So then the Toms are talking in the bar about Tom. It's like, dude, we're totally gonna have like tiles on the floor, and then like on top of the tiles, like we'll have tables, but then it'll be chairs too. Like, oh yeah, tables and chairs. I love that. And Ariana's like, hi, I'm still here. She's like, Tom, I've been standing here waiting to ask you a question about my book for about 15 minutes. Yeah, be right there. Anyway, glasses. We should totally have glasses at the bar.
But you gotta love Ariana because she's like, because number two's like, there's a lipstick station, and Tom's like, I'll hit that up. And then suddenly Billy Lee's right behind them, which is hilarious. I don't know why that cracked me up. But then Ariana's like, I feel so left out because they're talking about their bar, you know, and now we're at this party for lipstick. I've got an idea. I'm coming out with lipsticks.
That's true. She does have her. Yeah, she does have those.
Yeah. She's like, not by Leslie Hewitt. Enjoy, bitches. Janet. She's like, I'm going to have a lipstick restaurant called Lipstick Lipstick.
Excuse me, not by Julie Hewitt, not Leslie Hewitt.
Julie Hewitt.
Leslie
Hewitt. Well, I still call Dorinda Dorit. Okay,
Leslie Hewitt works in legal, okay?
I'm going to open a lipstick restaurant called Hewlett Packard. Suck it, bitches.
Hewitt, not Hewlett, okay? So then we go back to Jax's apartment.
Sorry, I had to add a Billy Lee for the lipstick station.
And appropriately, there's a sign up that says Jax's Cave, and he's just, like, munching on snacks, drinking milk out of the carton. He's like, I just need a fresh start. I'm like, you could probably start without expired milk.
Yeah. Ew, he's so gross. God. He's such, like, an Elaine Boozler vision of a man, you know?
By the way.
She's like, oh, man, drinking from the milk carton. Oh. I'm like, God, you're such an ape, Jax. You're an 80s joke.
Yeah, by the way, rest in peace, Harry Anderson, speaking of Elaine Boozler. Because she had that.
Wow, way to keep it. Way to keep it positive, Ben.
Well, I will keep it positive. I'm gonna do some instant Reiki. Tap 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 tap. You know, I wish Kelsey were here, but she's not. Jax is like, usually I like to see Kelsey, but she's on a trip to Africa. I'm like, think about the ramifications of that, Jax. You were so problematic for her that she had to escape to a different continent.
I know, and thank God she did, because she still gets tortured on the internet. Like, people are just torturing this girl. What did she even do? Leave her alone. Leave the Reiki girl alone, okay?
Yeah.
Jax is like, she's in Africa, and I'm stuck here at the seaside.
Yeah, the seaside. And the funny part is that they show a flashback of Kelsey basically saying to Jax, you know, Brittany, she wants more things out of life maybe than you can give her, and maybe she needs to be free from you. Maybe that's what has to happen, right? Isn't that what she said?
Well, she's like, you're basically trying to make her break up with you. Which, yeah. I mean, duh, that's like a total pop psych, you know, like obvious. And he's like, whoa, I think that Kelsey's saying that I need to dump Brittany so that I can fuck her.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically how Dax takes it.
Yeah. So, speaking of Brittany, we then see Stassi and Brittany sitting together, and they're like, cheers to Katie and her lipstick made by Julie Hewitt. And Stassi now starts to express concern for Brittany, saying, you know, out of everyone in this room, AF, like, you're the one who deserves the best man, and everyone believes that you've chosen the one man that everyone hates the most.
Yeah.
Brittany's like, don't make me emotional, say it, man.
And Stassi's like, recognize your worth. And I'm like, go home and talk to your fucking ginger eye-popping-out asshole, please, before you... And at least she admits it. She's like, well, you know, my boyfriend doesn't technically abuse me like yours does. But, you know, it is up and down. And I'm really confused about how he doesn't understand Game of Thrones plots yet. No.
Well, like, at least, at least Stassi... Well, I mean, I think he actually dumped Stassi. But at least she didn't go crawling back to him or anything like that. She's got a new man. It seems like they have a lot of fun together, according to social media.
Yes.
You know, like at least... And by the way, and also Stassi was with Jax, and she got rid of Jax the moment that he cheated. Well, or at least the moment that we saw that he cheated.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of way later.
Yeah.
But still. But yeah, she's just trying to save Brittany, which I get. But she's like, I just don't want you to leave. I just don't want you to waste your best years. It's like, have you seen Brittany's Instagram? Her best years are already behind her, okay? These aren't the next best years, okay? She's trying to salvage.
Yeah, the moment she moved to L.A., was the moment she entered her worst years, okay?
Yes, exactly.
So Brittany's like, it's just hard for people to see what I see in Jax. He's my best friend, and I'm the one he's with every single night. I'm like, I hate that mentality. It's like, he has clearly done that number on her, like, I have chosen you. Like, I only share these feelings with you. So he makes her feel special, so she feels like almost a duty to be with him, and she somehow mixes that sense of feeling special because she has special access to him with love and affection, and it's like they're not the same thing. I hate that. I hate when people are mentally abused. That's like the worst.
Well, she's paid in goat cheese balls, so I don't feel bad for her. So something haters over there. Oh, the song is like, haters over there. No, 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 no. I don't care. I'm like, yes, you do. So Stassi's apartment, Patrick's over there, and he's so such a prick. Yeah. Oh my god, he's such a prick.
And
this guy is worse than we ever could have even
worse. And he's guessed. cut his man bun off. So now he's like in this mindset of like, I cut off my man bun, so you can't make fun of me anymore. Now I'm like invincible. But he is the worst.
Yeah, he is the worst, and it actually makes sense that he had a man bun because it distracted from his coke eyes, you know, because his eyes are popping. He's got those wide-eyed, stupid eyes, you know. I talk about that a lot, how stupid people make their eyes really wide so it looks like they're taking in more than you, but they're just really stupid.
Yeah,
he's got those eyes, and he's just really mean. And she's like, I'm making mac and cheese because I feel like I haven't had like a legit carb in frats. And he's like, ugh. I pop. And he's like, how was the event with Lindsay Hewitt? She's like, you know, not to pop my own Sheena bubble heart, but it was pretty good. Yeah. And he's like, oh, so event planning, that's your thing.
That's your thing. Like, if I still had a man bun, it would be rolling its eyes at you.
And Stassi's like, well, yeah, like, it's totally great. And I realize, like, in the past, I've really enjoyed making vision boards, you know? And that's, like, planning things. It's like cutting things out of magazines and gluing them to poster boards. Like, I've always loved decorating things, you know? I mean, poster boards, sure. But it turns out, parties are the same. And he's like, wow, that's so new agey.
Yeah. She's like, I just don't like doing the email part of the planning. Like, I don't like sending emails or whatever. And he's like, the clerical stuff? You don't want to do the fastidious stuff. I'm like, oh, congratulations, you know, big words.
I mean, they're
not even really using them in the like technically the definitions work, but like in, you know, it's like they're not, it's just not like not quite the right, it's like you just sort of like wedge them in there the way I did when I was in seventh grade and was like, I want to use a big word here, let me go to the thesaurus.
I know, but in his defense, she's like, what's clerical?
Yeah, I like that she bumped on clerical, but not fastidious.
And he goes, it means organizing stuff. It means you just want the credit.
Yeah.
Look who's talking, person who's just showing up dating somebody so they can be on TV. Get the fuck out of here with your terrible podcast and your poppy eyes, you ginger asshole. Hate you.
And your hair that doesn't have a man bun, but the hair still like flows in a way as if it's leading to a man bun.
Yeah, and how often do I even stand up for Stassi? I mean, what is this show doing to me? The men on this show are ruining my whole game.
Okay? So he's really trying to live up to this, like, oh, Patrick is so smart, so witty. He's like, we have to think of relationships, every relationship, myopically. I'm like, why are you saying myopic? But first of all, you are in a myopic relationship, and you are myopic right now, sir. But like,
he's just trying to confuse her. He's like one of those laser toys you use with cats. It's just mean.
And then he's like, and then he starts to like neg her on her macaroni and cheese. He's like, you think this much Cholula is consistency? Because they start saying like, we need to be, she says, you know what? We need to have consistency in this relationship. We need to have consistency. And he's like, you think this much Cholula is consistency? I'm like, was that supposed to be your quote unquote wit? Okay. Like, listen, we're not saying that we have wit. Okay. We just do weird voices and random Alita Adams references. But
at least we don't abuse our others, you know, our significant other.
At least we know what sriracha is, because she's like, no, I didn't put Cholula in there. There's sriracha. At least we know. At least we understand what's sriracha and what's Cholula, okay?
Yeah, stupid. I put clerical on this.
This is a very really, deciding between Cholula and sriracha, that seems like a very clerical and fastidious culinary decision. Myopic. Hashtag thesaurus. Wow, there's a real veil of pulchritude to that bowl of mac and cheese.
Oh my god, I'm totally Stassi chasing a laser right now. I just hit my head on the wall and you're laughing at me. Basically,
pulchritude means like beauty, but it's I'm just showing a strained use of a word. I like to explain my jokes. It means that they're really good when you have to explain them.
So then she's like, look, I know that you know that I was sorry about that text. I'm like, come on, get off the mat. Stop being a pussy. I hate this. I hate seeing this. So he's like, you know what? Why don't you need to make it all about you at all the time? You're not a terrible person, so stop turning it into such a big thing. It's not all about you. And he goes, now look, what was John Stark's name? I mean, his dad. And she's like, Ned Stark. And he's like, did he make it past season two? You're basically like Ned Stark dying before season two, okay? And not waiting until it gets good, like when it's winter, bitch. I'm like, do you even watch this show? When it turns winter is not when it gets good, you idiot. That's when everybody dies.
Thanks
for the spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was about to say, thanks for the spoiler alert. Some of us are still in season one, Patrick and Ronnie.
No, I didn't give a spoiler because the whole poster is winter is coming. Like, that's true. The end of the show. We haven't even gotten there.
Oh, really? Okay. I take it back. I'm sorry for associating you with Patrick. That was very myopic of me. How about that? Myopic.
I literally still have buns on my head. They are bread. Yeah. And it's
that's the only kind of man bun I will accept. That's the only kind of man bun I will accept as a man who actually has a bun on his head. Like an actual, like a Kaiser roll. Or a sweet bun.
Yes,
or a cinnamon
bun. That's like me. If I fall asleep on the couch, I've woken up with buns on my head. I'm not going
to
lie.
So Patrick starts, he basically starts trying to make, like Stassi's the crazy one here. He's like, you know, you take small slights against you and then you like turn them into major battles. Like it's just like I just made a small slight and then you just like overreact. I'm like, why are you making small slights in the first place? That's not what you do to a girlfriend. Why? Like she's allowed to make the tournament into major battles. If she doesn't, it's not up to you to decide whether or not it's a major battle. If you're the one doing the sliding and she reacts in a way like, oh, that should tell you that your small slight is much more than a small slight.
Well, also, he's really stupid because he's like, why can't you ever just have a war? Why does it always have to be an entire battle? And she's like, do you mean it the other way around? You know why I know that? Because I watch Game of Thrones.
Yes. So. He's like, here's a little witticism I came up with. Pick your battles. Get it? Because some battles are worthwhile and some are not. It's like, yeah, It's already a saying.
Yeah, but he's like, pick your wars. Like, he's stupid.
Pick your wars.
And then she tells us, well, he can be kind of a mansplainer. And then he's like, we just need a happy medium. I'm like, have you ever watched Medium? She's not happy. That's the whole point. You're an idiot. And I think that the fact that he hasn't watched Game of Thrones and also doesn't understand the television show Medium, that's when you see it dawn on Stassi that she's with an asshole. Because she just sighs. They just show a close-up on her and she goes, and kind of shrugs. And I'm like, finally. This is like the biggest feminist moment we've seen on this episode. So thank you.
I can't wait to be a happy medium again. So so now we go up. Speaking of happy mediums, we then go to Bubbaville, where Tom Schwartz is like, Bubba, try this cheese. Oh, this cheese is like babies. I want babies someday. She's like, I want babies. I was like, oh my God.
You know this scene's going to be full of shit because it literally opens with cutting the cheese.
Yeah.
I love that this is going to be Katie's big mea culpa to the world. So people will be nice to her on Twitter.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, it's really like, it's starting to have a semblance of a bar, but, oh no, wait. Oh yeah, she goes, Bubba, it's almost been a year. It's like our best year ever, and it's supposed to be our hardest. I'm like, well, when you just give up and pretend that your man is like not cheating on you all the time, then I guess it's a good year. Because I'm not believing for 1 second that he's suddenly behaving. She's like, it's finally here. My alcoholic husband now has a bar to hang out in every single night and not come home. I'm winning!
Yeah,
I'm winning!
I'm like, something is fishy here, and it's not just the salmon with the bones in it, okay? Because she's like, this is supposed to be, things are better than ever. Do you not remember that Tom was outed for making out with another girl? Do you not remember that you keep on having to tell him to stop getting blackout drunk because he's like teetering towards having to go to AA? Like, I don't know how. I think that she's just getting more stoned. I think she's just found edibles and, like, you know, ranch dressing, like weed ranch dressing or something like that, because
yes,
I think she's just, because things don't sound like they're as rosy as they should be.
No, and they're just so fake, and they're faking it really hard, and it's really awkward to watch for me. I'm sorry. It makes me uncomfortable to watch it. And he's like, yeah, Bubba, I think I exercised the last bit of my inner douche. Yeah, now I'm going to be at a bar every night without you. You won.
And showering in rivers.
He tells us, for once in my... Showering in rivers. He's like, for once in my life, I imagine a future where we have a house in the hills and kids, you know, two boys, 6 or 7 dogs, a llama. I'm like, wait a minute. Now you're just living in Lisa Vanderpump's house. Like, yeah. How is this fantasy different than the fantasy last year? It's not.
Katie just busts into a really unenthused version of Somewhere That's Green. She's like, we got plastic on the furniture.
And a big, enormous 12-inch screen.
And the Billy Lee's like, ah!
Oh, I love Katie's future. Ah! So, so Schwartz starts telling about a trauma that he experienced as a child. And he's like,
no, she starts because he makes her fish. So she's like, are there bones in here, Bubba? Which I love that the facade already starts to like fade. She's like, wait a minute, are there bones in here? She's like, one time I ate a king salmon and I got a bone in my throat and I almost choked to death. He's like, well, one time as a kid, I didn't take plastic off fruit and I almost choked to death.
He's like, no, he's like, God. I was eating fruit by the foot and I was so excited that I ate the plastic and choked. I was like, let's be honest, that was like 3 days ago. So, so Katie starts talking about how she had depression from the PTSD of falling through that skylight, and which honestly, I know you've been very down on it. I actually believe that. I think that's probably a very scary thing, like falling through a skylight.
Yeah,
like that's not like, you know, like an apple fell on her head. Isaac Newton, shut up, Isaac Newton.
No, but it's, to me, it's just like, oh, suddenly here we are. She's like, I have PTSD all these years later, and that's why I'm a bitch. No, you were a bitch because you're a bitch, and now you're using shit from like a long time ago to excuse it. I don't like when people bring up childhood issues to excuse their like current state of assholishness, you know?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Like, if you're a bitch, it's not because of PTSD, but well, maybe it could be. I don't know,
like 15 or something.
But I did. What I will say is, I thought it was strange that the PTSD appeared now, this episode, again, with Ariana's book. Like, these things showing up towards the end of the season, it seemed like PTSD would be, like, a season-long thing for her. But anyway, she's talking about, you know, falling through the skylight and how scary it was, and she almost died, and she's getting choked up. And Schwartz just keeps going, yeah, yeah, Yeah.
He's so bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so bored. He's like, yep.
Yeah.
He starts like doing this with his lips. He's like, he's like making horns with his lips while he listens to her. But look, here's the thing. This is season six, okay? So Katie was an asshole in season one. She already had that scar on her lips. The videos that they're showing from YouTube are really from when she's like 16 years old. How are you
2009.
Okay, so how long ago is that? Nine years ago. Okay, so it's 9 years ago. Okay, so how are you going to use you being a bitch last year from PTSD from 9 years ago when you weren't a bitch 3 years ago? You see what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. It's like, it's Vanderpump Rules math.
Yeah. Well, either way, she's crying and she's basically saying that she would see the zest for life that Tom Schwartz had, you know, like swimming in rivers and not showering afterwards on the wedding day. And, you know, she was like, why can't I be like that? And so she's saying that's where her bitchiness has come from. But now she's finally come back to the Katie she always knew she could be, the Katie she used to be, and she's ready to dive into the skylights once again.
Well, Tom is such an asshole because he's like, yeah, I knew that there was that good person inside of you. I was just waiting for her to come out this whole time. Like, you are such an asshole.
That is such a backhanded.
You are such an asshole. Oh, my God. And Katie's like my least favorite person on this show, okay? And you are such a prick, you gaslighter.
I actually am very curious to know, like, the backstory on that. Like, how did she fall through the skylight? Like, I'm, like, not even saying that with any shade. I'm, like, I'm fascinated. It seems, it was probably a terrible, horrific experience. But I am also curious to know how it happened. Just as I'm curious to know how Kristen stubbed her toe on the wall, which is equally traumatic. And I think maybe now we'll see why Kristen is so miserable, because she needs to get back to that place where she was optimistic before she stubbed her toe.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome toe.
So now we have a commercial, and it's for Hollywood Medium, and Jax is going to be on Hollywood Medium, and the clip goes, you see Jax say, well, my grandfather's name is Joseph, and my grandmother's name is Josephine. And they're like, on the next Hollywood Medium. I was like, what?
He's like, trauma. Did you fuck them both? Since you fuck them both. Okay, earned my paycheck.
It's the lingering trauma of having grandparents with very similar names.
God. He's like, all this started when I got PTSD when I met Tom and Tom. So then we have a song that it's like, if this is all we got, if this is all we got, then we got it good. I was like, I love that they're playing the settling song right after Tom and Katie's.
Like, yeah, we go to Britt and Jax's apartment. She's brushing her hair, and he's like, he's triumphantly finally been able to get breakthrough to the ice cream. He's finally got his first spoonful of ice cream. He's like, yes.
And he comes back. This is where he comes back with his own coffee. She's like, did you go to coffee? It's like nothing for her.
Yeah.
So they get into bed, and she's like, how you feeling? He's like, I'm just really unhappy. And I've been unhappy for such a long time. And it's really hard on me. Do you like this eyeshadow? I got it at the Pucker and Pop Party by Louis Vertel, too. Wait, what's her name?
Josephine Hewitt.
Hewlett Packard, too. Why did I say Louis Vertel? How does that make any sense? I'm sorry, Louis Vertel. Well, I don't know where that came from.
Louis, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Louis is probably far more talented than Julie Hewitt. No offense, Julie.
He is. He's very talented. He's
very funny.
So Brittany's like, you're making me feel like shit right now, saying, man. And he's like, why? How are you making this about you? I'm like, you just said you're fucking miserable all the time. That's your partner, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Because she's like, she has said multiple times this episode, I'm with Jax 24 hours a day, all the time, asking him at all the times. He's like, well, I'm unhappy 24 hours a day, except for that sliver of time when I'm with Kelsey and she's tapping rocks on my forehead.
Yeah, he's like, look. Kelsey's only fucking me if I break up with you first, so I'm breaking up with you first.
She's getting so mad, and he's like, listen, let me say this right now. This has nothing to do with you. If you ever thought that I cared about you for 1 second, you are sadly mistaken. My feelings never have and never will have anything to do with you.
She's like, oh, okay, that makes me feel better.
She got so mad that she just left Chalu and Pa at home. I was like, those dogs are never going to be walked again.
Yeah, because he's like, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to get married. You deserve to have kids. You deserve to be with someone who treats you like the princess that you are and not cheat on you with Faith. And you deserve to not have strange rashes. And you deserve to have someone who gets you coffee or not turn off the air conditioning on you while you're sweltering upstairs.
I swear to you, Jax really does think that Kelsey is saying, this is how I'm going to fuck you. Because he repeats the exact same thing she said.
Exact same thing.
Exact same things. And then Brittany's not much smarter. So she's like, script flipper! You know, it's like they don't know how to even communicate with words. So she suddenly gets mad. And he's like, why are you mad now?
Yeah.
She's like, get out! And he's like, I'm not getting out. I just cleaned the lint off this couch with my jogging pants. She's like, damn it! I'm leaving! And you said a long time ago you'd break up with me, so screw you!
Yeah, she's...
Angry Brittany.
She's all angry because she's like, after all, like, I've defended you, I've given you a second, like, you've done all this shit, and I have, like, basically said, I'm gonna look the other way, I'm gonna be a bigger person, and I'm gonna go through I'm going through such tough shit, and for you, you're just, like, having a feeling, and so you're just gonna cut it off when I could have cut it off a long time ago. I'm like, I see why you're mad, Brittany, but you also could have just cut it off a long time ago.
Yeah, you don't get points for, you know, taking pain for the longest.
So she's like, I can't even look at him, like, complete disgust. And she just, like, storms out. I'm like, okay, you're going to be back in, like, 5 minutes. But she leaves, she goes downstairs, and then Jax goes out onto the balcony, and he sees her, like, getting into an Uber. He's like, Brittany! And she's just like, no! And he's like, where is she going? I'm like,
away, like, from the seaside. And then the dogs are just staring up at him like, you're never gonna let us be here, Hugh. And he's like, nope. Nope. Not planning on it.
He's like, well, back to working on that ice cream.
And that brings us to the end of another Vanderpump Drews.
Yes, very exciting, very good episode, as usual. I mean, the most reliable show on TV, probably next to Real Housewives of New York City.
Yeah, it's a regular good fight.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, Ben, wrap her up, man.
So, you guys, come see us at a live show. Go to watchyourcrappins.com to buy tickets for that. I think we have more tickets for our Atlanta show, even though it says it's sold out, so that's exciting. We'll have updates on that. And go to our Facebook group, facebook.com. Just do a search for Watch Your Crappins Live and Loving It, and you'll get updates on live shows. And give us feedback on whether or not you would want to... We should do a second show in Atlanta and or Philly. We really need that information. And we'll be back tomorrow to discuss the season finale of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And until then, adios, amigos. Bye, everyone.
See you later.